Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on December the 17th, 2010. Our phone number's here, 605-4567. Turn on your computer. You can hear a stream at KCNR1460.com, and you can also chat with us during this time frame, which many of you do. And it is Friday. Last day of the week. Yeah. Hey, Bad Bob's with us, as usual.
It's been an interesting week, to say the least.
Wait a minute. I got some surprises
today. That's loaded.
Yeah, I have surprises for today, let me tell you. And, you know, start paying attention and start listening up and listen tight, because it's going to start pretty soon. But talking about listening up, here she is, Linda Bott.
Well, guess what? 8 days. Does that make you hyperventilate?
No, because Bob and I are going to go...
8 days till Christmas.
Yeah, it's because Bob and I will go shopping on the 23rd. Maybe the 24th.
Again, I don't know if it's a guy thing. I'm not sure how many guys shop weeks and months in advance and really get into wrapping gifts, but... I will say
that's what bags
that I, again, I will share with you that I knew of some jewelers in the Reading area, and also we know of some here, that inevitably on Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock, the guys come in, and at that point, it's so late in the game that they end up, you know, digging deep in their pockets because they know, oh, I waited, so... Okay, this will probably make her happy, but so the jewelers really seem to score on Christmas Eve. Anyway, go ahead.
I compliment you on your show last night. I caught the tail end of it with Frank DeSalvo, and it sounded great. What a great voice!
Oh yes, and we've got some wonderful Christmas music that we're going to play for Frank, who's got a brand new Christmas album out. He is actually coming in next Tuesday. And are going to be doing some album giveaways. Candice Lavolsi will be in this morning, of course, and we have some ticket giveaways for her concert this 22nd. There'll be 24 harps on stage at the Cascade Theater, a promise to keep, spectacular concert. And then my girlfriend, Shelley Burns, who I've known for, we've talked 28 years. She is a renowned jazz artist who resides in Sacramento, and her first ever performance in Reading with her husband and her fabulous trio. These are musicians that perform in the symphony. They perform at the Music Circus. They perform at the Convention Center when stars come through. These are incredible, incredible performers that are going to be up at in Salmos. So she'll be coming in today. I'll be taking them up there and introducing them to that scene, and hopefully we'll be able to start bringing them up here on a quarterly basis. 100% chance of rain today, currently 37 degrees, and I think we've heard the storm is approaching. It's going to be high today of 48, and we have 100% chance of rain. There's just no way looking around it. And tonight and tomorrow as well, we are going to have high winds tomorrow, well between 5 and 14 miles per hour with gusts up to 18, and Saturday night will be the same, south wind between 8 and 16 miles per hour with gusts up to 21 miles per hour. So get ready for the weather. That's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And
we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've just got a number of things we're going to be talking about, including... Have we finished up with that Happy Meal? Have we finished up with the fact that McDonald's is just trying to spread cheer to children with Happy Meals? I mean, what else would Happy Meals be for? And that Scrooge of a woman, a week before Christmas, sues McDonald's to stop. You know, this may be the only way some people have for getting toys for their children with a Happy Meal. Have you ever thought of that? Well, we're giving away our first Happy Meal today. Somebody won yesterday, and guess what? I have some important news about that. So, Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, Peace on Earth, Goodwill to Men, the home of Free Fire Media. Steve, good morning, 7:13 in the morning, December the 17th, 605-4567. The chat room is running amok already. There's a few things we want to talk about before we get into the important part, like Happy Meals. Looks like the Senate's going to hold a showdown vote on gays in the military. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's confident he will prevail on Thursday, set up a showdown vote on a new bid to end the ban against gays serving openly in the U.S. military. Filed a motion to hold a vote on Saturday in an effort to clear a Republican procedural hurdle, blah, 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 blah. The Senate will vote on a bill that passed the Democratic-led House of Representatives on Wednesday, 250-175. I'd be interested to see what the vote would be next month when the new Congress comes in. You know, here's the thing, is they want to push this through, even though you've had the service leaders come in and say, don't do this. Don't do this now. And they gave their reasons for it. You know, and, you know, it, yes, Gates, who is an Obama appointee, who said, you know, this is what Obama wants. Obama promised this to take away don't ask, don't tell. I'm not sure what the huge reason is to do it now in the face of two wars that are going on. Somebody still hasn't explained that to me yet. They haven't explained to me why it's so important to do it right now, except the fact that the Democrats are losing power. So they want this. So, but why this? Why this right now when you've got the service commanders? These service commanders who are a lot more in touch with their troops than Gates or Mike Mullins will ever be. They're a lot more in touch than Obama would ever be. Obama has no idea what it's like to spend one day in uniform, much less one day in the lines, much less one day of relying on other people to save his life. Well, he does rely on that all the time, but I mean for being in combat. This is not a time to perturb the force that at this moment stretched by demands in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere without careful deliberation, General Norton Schwartz, Air Force Chief of Staff, said. 1,667 distinguished retired generals and admirals, including 51 who achieved four-star rank and two Medal of Honor winners, signed the following statement. Misguided predictions of certain success for an unprecedented social experiment in American military are based on theories they disregard decades of military experience and what we know about human imperfection. This cannot be justified in terms of military necessity. The cumulative burden of predictable issues and problems requiring identification and mitigation should current law be repealed would be complicated and problematic for military commanders and personnel at all levels. That's true. And you can't believe what it's going to take to try and have this thing work. And in the middle of this, where we should be focusing on keeping our troops alive, we're going to somehow shift gears. We're going to have to shift assets, shift resources, shift money, shift training, shift leadership to be able to change a policy that's worked. Now, that may seem like a good idea to President Obama, but, you know, he's got an agenda, and he doesn't understand military anyway. He likes to salute, but that's about it. You know, the fact is that we've had 416, that's 416 of our servicemen killed in Afghanistan this year, the largest number since the first year. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. So what should we be concentrating on? Fighting the war there, fighting the war in Iraq, and let me tell you something, that North Koreans have just promised to come south if the South Koreans continue their military drills. You've got a crazy man over in Iran. You've got all types of things happening throughout the world. And the most important thing we can think of is doing away with the don't ask, don't tell policy. I frankly think that at some point it will happen. But let's take a good look at how we do it. How many years is it going to take? Should it be done right now? I mean, 1,600 distinguished retired generals to agree on something? I would hope is that our senators would take a good look at the impact on what this can do, on the impact of our military. The ones that, you know, go back and take a look at that survey. I mean, it included families in this. It included, you know, I mean, when you got right down to it, the ones that fight the war, the grunts on the ground, the special forces, those people were strongly adamant about not changing this. The thing is why the hurry to do it? Why all of a sudden the hurry to do it right now? Is there room for more discussion? I mean, what else does it take to have the service chief say, let's just wait a little while, not right now? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Blake Edwards, the director and writer known for his clever dialogue and his belly laughing antics. Wonderful movies that we will always treasure, who made so many stars. Breakfast at Tiffany's, 10. And, of course, the Pink Panther series. He has passed away at the age of 88. He passed on Wednesday. And anyway, so he has, he's a big place in our heart. He has won an Academy Award winner in all respects. And he will be greatly missed.
Inspector Clouseau, hey, does your dog bit?
Yes. Good life.
No, my dog doesn't bit.
Lots of wonderful things. Now.
Then the dog bit him. He goes, I thought your dog didn't bite. That's not my dog.
Well, Moon River, I mean, think of all the theme songs, the Henry Mancini classics. Moon River, I mean, Breakfast at Tiffany's, I mean, that made Audrey Hepburn a mega star. I know she won Academy Award for her first film ever, but I mean, still, Breakfast at Tiffany's will forever go on as the famous poster and 10, you know, Bo Derek. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yeah. He did 10.
Yeah, he did 10. So he discovered Bo Derek and all that stuff. You know.
We should get that up on the internet.
I want to thank also Lori Goyne. Yesterday, you came by. We were on the air. You went sneak out with all your wonderful. Yeah, she gets the Christmas bell ring. With just, you know, Lori and Rick have been great supporters of us. And Lori, so supportive in the community and one of the board founding members on the Women's Fund, so many things that she is involved in to help those that are in need. Lori Goyne, thank you. Hats off to you, and thank you so much for your wonderful bundt cake and wonderful card.
Let me thank Norma Comnick for all the cookies.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. That's, yes, we're still working on that one. And a congratulatory applause.
Yee-haw.
Or Amy Palko. Amy is engaged. She may be calling in with tip of the week, but Amy is engaged.
You know, I've been ambivalent towards Facebook through much of my experience with it, but this time my use of Facebook paid off because this was just such welcome news. For those who've known Amy for a long time, they know that she's had some rough times and she's had some great times, but she's been a class act through it all, and she's just a great lady, and this is one lucky guy.
And his name is Mike. So
that's
Mike,
all we can give out.
Treat her well. And
we'll be looking you up.
She is. She has a heart of gold. Probably doesn't even know we're talking about her right now. So we're just zooming her with some good stuff. Hey, coming up after 7:30, Candice LaVolce is in the house. We're going to be talking about her upcoming concert.
Okay. The Congressman Herter was going to try and be on today, and we got a phone call this morning. They're trying to get all the business done so they can go home for Christmas. You know, hey. And I'm not trying to tie this into Congressman Herger. This is for all of our elected representatives. It's at the lowest point of approval ever that they can remember that's ever been notated. They're at 13%.
Well,
the
Roger
approval
would be proud.
The approval rating for the Senate and the House of Representatives is 13%. My gosh. 13%. Let's talk about what they did. The tax bill passed the House without changes. You know, the Democrats, you know, threatened and screamed, got into firefights among themselves. It was said that Obama used the terms "my my administration will be over if you don't pass this. You know, some people are saying that's true. Some people are saying maybe that's not true what he said, but probably would be. Anyway, they passed the House without changes. Now, my friends, the omnibudget bill, which was also being voted on, they're two separate bills. They're two separate bills. And the reason I'm saying that is when I was talking to Congressman Herger's representatives, you said they're getting phone calls from people that are, have got these confused. You know, the omnibudget bill that is in the Senate that Harry Reid was trying to get through, $1.3 trillion. With get in $8 billion in earmarks. And I had a lot of the earmarks written down. You know, it's just ridiculous. It doesn't make any difference anyway. It didn't even come up for a vote. $1.3 trillion. And they couldn't even get enough votes out there. So here's the, you know, the confusion is that one is the tax bill. They have now, with the Democrats rolling on this one and Obama signing it, and Geithner, the head of Treasury, said, hey, this is really a good idea. This is really going to help. This is really going to help business. Well, that's not what you've been saying for the last 2 years, but okay, that's all right. Anyway, so they're going to sign that. That keeps the Bush tax cuts. Now, you're going to hear him, President Obama, say that, the Bush tax cuts, but that's what it does. It extends the Bush tax cuts for 2 years. It also extends long-time benefits for, I think, another year for people who have been on unemployment and can't find a job for another year. It also bumps up the death tax to 35% of everything that your family has worked for and your father's worked for and worked for and worked for, and then he's been taxed on his whole life, and then when he dies, we reach into his coffin and pull that out. I know some people think, you should have to lose that. You should have to sell everything your father built up to pay the taxes on it. I don't believe that. Anyway, that's the tax. That was the tax bill. The omnibudget bill was $1.3 trillion of everything. And 12 different bills they pulled in under this one to try and get it passed, to try and push it through 1,900 pages. 1,900 pages in this budget that nobody read, and they wanted them to vote on it. You know, does this sound like health care bills? And by the way, the health care bill is under attack in 20 states. You've got one state, you've got one judge that says, whoa, this is unconstitutional. You can't force people to buy health insurance. Well, as soon as that happens, that part is taken out, the rest of it collapses. And now you've got 20 other states are in it. Florida's also looking at it, and the judge who has not ruled doesn't look like he's real favorable about having this health care bill go on like this with the challenges to the Constitution. Hey, this is Carl. Are we ready to go? Was that an accident?
That was a glitch, and you're about 10 seconds away from the theme.
We're coming up after this break.
Yeah, we got guests coming
up. Candace Lavolsi, Barbara Harrison are in the house.
Yeah, can we say happy meals and craft fairs and bicycle giveaways?
It's Friday.
That's
open
right.
Line.
Let's rock. Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carla and Linda, good morning, 7:34.
Okay.
November the 17th.
Guess what? It's not just a 20% chance of rain. It's 100% chance of rain.
The rain rock says it's raining.
That's correct.
Later.
And so we're going to be experiencing some pretty drastic weather coming up. 38 degrees. Right now it's going to be high of 48 degrees.
Now this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off of Airport Road. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. He's going to give it to you free. He's got rebates here for a month or two. But you got to give him a call. 244-1988. That's Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Free HDTV and time for the holidays. Give him a call. Let's go to the phone. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Carl.
Hey, so it is a little bit cold out there today, and it also looks like it's going to be getting wet, like you just stated.
Oh. All right. Well, what's going on? Tell us, share with us what's on your mind, Carl.
Well, we are just doing our craft fair this weekend, the Home Fun Craft Fair. It's the last weekend we're doing it down at the old Ashley Furniture Store building. And it's a benefit for the Good News Rescue Mission. And so people can bring down their unopened new toys and drop them off there, and we will get them to the mission, or they can bring down food donations as well. And there's just a lot of great vendors down there, so you can do some last-minute shopping, if you will, before next weekend. Yeah, all sorts of things, toys and jewelry and makeup and soap.
Are these all local vendors here, Carl?
Oh, yeah, all local stuff.
That's great. Now, okay, it starts at what time tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have breakfast with Santa Claus from 8 to 10, so you can bring the kids down and they can eat with Santa Claus. He actually gets down on the floor and plays with them, takes pictures. It's a fun time. And then the general craft fair itself goes from 10 to 7. And then we have some live entertainment as well. And then it's on Sunday as well from 11 to 5.
Well, it sounds like a great time. And this is the last weekend for it, right before Christmas.
Yes, it is. It is the last weekend for it. And if I could, I'd like to dispel a myth that's out there. Some people believe that you have to pay to come to this event. It is actually a free event. Yeah, however, at the door, we are accepting a $3 donation, completely voluntary, for adults. And if you make a donation, you will get some raffle tickets. You also get some free hot cocoa. And you also get a little card that helps you save 15% off at the different vendors in the craft fair. But once again, that's voluntarily contributed. You don't have to give that if you don't want.
Well, that's a good deal. So you have a $3 donation if you want.
Right.
And then they get you percentages off, get you free cocoa and everything.
Yeah, and get you raffle tickets too, which most people normally buy when they go to craft fairs anyways.
Right. Okay, so it's at the old Ashley store, and it starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Breakfast with Santa.
All right.
All
hey,
right,
thanks
Carl.
So much for the
thanks
phone call, Carl.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, we'll see you later.
Okay. And let's go to line 2. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Oh, we have just congratulated you. We're so excited.
Congrats, girl.
Thanks. How'd you guys find out?
Facebook.
You told us.
So you get for posting on a big forum that 400 million people on it.
You told 400 million people what? You don't think we can read? What?
Well,
it's funny because there's some people who haven't even read it on Facebook, and they're like, I was like, really, you guys? I put it on there for everybody to see, and they're all shocked.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Amy, is because, you know, we get up so early in the morning, and Bob is so plugged in, he takes his iPhone and shows us your beautiful smile. I'm engaged, in capital letters. So, congratulations.
Thanks,
oh, man.
Good Christmas present, huh?
Yeah.
You betcha.
So, what's our fitness tip of the week?
Well, speaking of Christmas, I want to give you guys some ways to tackle these holiday meals and parties that you're going to. So first of all, when you look at that delicious spread that's in front of you, make sure you eat slowly, because if you eat too fast, you can swallow air, and that's going to cause gas and indigestion.
Oh,
later.
That's what happens.
I guess that means you better start eating slower, huh? Huh, baby? Better start eating slower?
Ooh, you know what? I don't think I've ever heard that tip before, and I think that tip is going to be very essential in making more successful marriages.
Absolutely. And even walking after dinner, instead of sitting down right away after you eat, go for a family stroll outside, and then you won't get those complications of that, you know, the reflux or the heartburn.
Have you been eating air? You must have been swallowing some air.
Also,
this is funny. That's going to stick in my head all morning. I know Carl's looking at me like, stop it already. Okay, so also, stroll with your family. Okay, then what?
Okay, and then so if before you have that cocktail, make sure you have a good, solid, high-fiber carbohydrate with a good, healthy fat. So, like, I have a sandwich with an avocado on whole wheat bread, or maybe some nuts and an apple. Just something that will get into your stomach first to slow down the absorption of that alcohol. And then my rule, with every cocktail you have to have a full glass of water after that.
Is that what your rule is?
That is.
That's a good rule.
So if you don't drink that full glass of water, do you end up engaged?
Yeah.
And something. I don't know what.
Hey, stranger things have happened. So, and if you try to keep one drink to an hour, so that you're not taking, it gives your body time to absorb the alcohol from the drink you have. So try to go one drink an hour.
One drink an hour. Of course.
Sip slowly.
And if you're going to travel, please get sleep ahead of time. A lot of people on that road, you want to make sure you're well-rested.
You know what, that is a big thing. A lot of these accidents are attributed to people that are just pushing. You know, they're leaving to get home for Christmas, and they're going to just push. They're going to push the envelope. That's why in the military, we would turn our people loose early to get them on the roads early so they could get a little rest. So.
Well, Amy, congratulations, and
we will see
you again. We're talking with Amy Palko. What will be your married name?
Dendis.
How do you... Dendis?
Yeah, D-E-N-A-S.
Okay.
D-E-N-D-A-S. Jesus,
yeah.
Better learn that.
Yeah.
That always helps.
You better start your writing it. It's really hard to start to try to change your checkbook and write your name differently.
I know.
All right, Amy, we got to run. Thank you so much. Okay. Congratulations from all of us here.
Thank you.
We are so happy
Merry
for
Christmas.
You. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. We're gonna take a break. Coming back, we have got Candice Lavolsi. We're gonna talk about this upcoming concert and stay tuned for a couple tickets that we are going to be giving away. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:45 in the morning on December the 17th, 2010. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, 2143 Hilltop Drive, one of my favorite places to go in and go shopping.
Special
so don't be
Joe's.
A surprise to get, because they've got a bunch of sales going on, don't be surprised to get yourself some Jingle Bell
Crunch
coffee this year in your little stocking.
What's going
stocking.
On about that? I love
it. It's great. And you know what? They have
special blend.
Cigars on sale, so you can buy a box of cigars for your favorite cigar aficionado there, Tobacco and Brew. What a great place. Joe and Shelley, very supportive of the community. They've got all types of great presents for people to give your family there. And it's just a friendly place. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, the moment you've all been waiting for. In the studio with us this morning, and I just love these two women. How do we describe somebody who plays an instrument that makes you think of angels and brings you into this feeling of it's beyond words. And in the studios with this morning is Candice Lavolsi.
Good morning.
Our great harpist.
Oh, thank you.
So proud to have you here.
Oh, it's an honor to be
and
here.
And Barbara Harrison.
I'm her angel.
So we have a concert, or you have a concert, coming on the 22nd.
Correct.
And let's talk a little bit about the concert.
This concert is called A Christmas Promise to Keep, and it will be at the Cascade Theater, December 22nd, Wednesday, at 7:30 p.m. And this is a very special, unique concert. There will be up to 24 harpists on the stage.
Just visualize that. That right there in itself is just 24 harpists. Ages from?
Ages from 7 to 67. And this is, the title is part of the concert's premise. One of our former members of the American Harp Society, our chapter here in Reading, and also a former student of mine, her dream was to have a harp ensemble concert at the Cascade. And so this is, she's passed away, and so we're keeping this promise to her. Also,
what was her name?
Her name, Rocky Main. Rocky Main.
Rocky Main. So she was a student,
mm-hmm.
And I had you on my program on the spot last night. You mentioned something about, I think it's really important for our listeners to know, that she left in like an endowment fund.
Yes.
So that this concert could take place.
Absolutely.
And her dreams could come true. And thanks you are playing a piece on the harp that you never got a chance to play for her. What is that piece?
It's the Ravel's Introduction and Allegro, and it's for harp, string quartet, flute, and clarinet. It is one of the most beautiful pieces, and it was one of her absolute favorites, and I could not... There was not physical space at the Pilgrim Congregational Church to perform this piece, and so this is another promise I'm keeping by performing this with this wonderful group of people. Some of them are members of the North State Symphony, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's going to be beautiful because you can feel the spirit in the whole intention of this.
Yeah.
And so as we're talking about it, I feel... There'll be so many happy spirits in the house that night on so many dimensions that are going to be like that moment of beauty and a culmination of musicians and harpists and people who are there in her memory and those who love the instrument and supporting the Cascade. But there's also something else that you're coinciding this event with.
Yes, it's also a fundraiser for the Riverfront Playhouse Curtain. Many people do not know this, and actually it was news to me when this concert first started to come into being, that Rocky donated the money for the Cascade Curtain. And so her sons, in the spirit of this Philanthropy have taken on raising the funds for the Riverfront Playhouse Curtain. And so all the proceeds of this concert go to the Riverfront Playhouse.
That's amazing. Barbara, and you're so, Barbara Harrison, on the board.
I'm not on the board. I'm on the Capital Campaign Committee, which is really just as important. Okay. We raise the money for all of this and hopefully to get this theater built. But I am just so excited about this because, as well as Candace being her friend, Rocky was my friend, too. So this is quite a deal. Brings tears to my eyes because she was just an icon in this community.
Yes.
I mean, she was involved in everything, loved everything, and loved music and theater. And so this is just a great tribute to her. It's perfect.
I think it's really important, too, that we single out the idea of a curtain. I can relate because I remember doing a concert early on, and I said, well, where did the funds go? Well, the funds went for that particular fundraiser for a chandelier, and those chandeliers cost $17,000.
Yep.
I think it was ish for each one of those chandeliers. So the curtain, think about that fabulous red burgundy velvet curtain, and if you've ever had the opportunity to be up on stage at the Cascade just to take a tour, that the curtain is so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They're special kind of curtains. So the to think that the Riverfront Playhouse is going to be with their new stage.
Yeah, I remember when Rocky donated for the Cascade Theater because Carol Skill and I were doing a lot of fundraising for that as well. She was so excited to do this. So I know upstairs in heaven she's going to be just as excited about this curtain for Riverfront because of something she really wanted to do. So we're really excited to have Candace do this for us.
Exactly. And Candace, your heart has always been in the right place. And here you are, your students, in a concert last night.
Yes. Well, there was a small group of them, four of them of this group. We performed at their school, Reading Adventist Academy. And actually, there's a group within this Ars Angelorum that's performing on December 22nd. It's the Shasta Youth Harp Ensemble. And we were at the Capitol just this last Saturday performing, 15 of us.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about...
Let me just say, is it in the chat room, people that saw you last Friday are saying how amazing, and they saw you up in Anselmo's, just talking about how amazing you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, we know that. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Candace Savolsi and Barbara Harrison. Hang in there after these messages.
The home of the Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:55 in the morning. It's December the 17th.
Eight more days.
Get ready for Christmas. Get ready for a little bit of a dampness this weekend.
Oh, man, we're talking, not even a little, a lot.
We're talking about some huge storms coming in here, my friends. If you're going up in the mountains, if you're going anywhere in that direction, put together a little emergency kit. Some water in there, put in warm clothes, a little warm blankets, food.
Hey, we should have
like
some
that.
Little booties and stuff out in front of our house, and when people come over, they can take their rubber boots off and their umbrellas, get in a little warm booties, and just go, okay.
CHP is now telling you to put in kitty litter in case you get stuck and you can get out.
Yeah, you put it underneath the tires there. Yeah.
Take a bag of kitty litter and put it in your car.
Okay.
Really? I'll have to hear about that. Okay, with us this morning.
That's not what
you're always directing me.
It's my DNA.
I know. Come on. You know, it's like living with a Marine, a Colonel. It's a challenge.
You know what? There are women that will pay for that.
Where are the tickets?
Yeah, that's one of those giveaway tickets. That's one of those giveaway tickets.
Our guest this morning.
We're up to a quarter.
Let's wait to the 8 o'clock hour with the Happy Meal stories again and the complete rage.
And by the way, we're going to be rocking on Happy Meal starting at 8 o'clock.
Let's go back to Fabulous Harps 24. Imagine this. Visualize this. You know how girls are. Maybe some guys are pretty good at visualization, but girls, I think we live here. And so visualize 24 harps on the Cascade Theater.
And harpists.
What did I just say?
Harps.
But and harpists.
People playing them, too, you know.
Oh,
and a Christmas tree.
And a Christmas tree.
Wow. Wow. So, is there a partridge in there?
I haven't gotten that yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay, so harpists. And harps. You're right. That's like, you know, here's a piano, but what about the player?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And so how many of these are your students?
Actually, every one of them have studied with me or are studying with me.
Mm-hmm. So the last night on my program, you said you have about 30 students.
Yes.
Presently.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in Reading, but in Stockton and where else?
In Napa Valley at the Pacific Union College.
So you're spreading your expertise throughout the land.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Sharing
I
your
love
knowledge.
To teach. It's one of my deepest joys.
You
absolutely.
Are so inspirational. I mean, if you could only imagine Candace up in Salmo's with Rick Hill and the great jazz trio. And Candace did her thing, then Rick Hill did his thing, and the trio did his thing. At the end, Candace was in there playing jazz harp.
It was so much
she
fun.
She was plunk, I don't know what you call it. It's not pluck. What's
yeah,
it called?
Plucking away, I guess.
You're plucking away?
Jamming. Rocking.
Rocking on the harp.
That's
rocking
right, honey.
You know, rocking harp.
Don't judge that harp by its cover, let me just tell you.
All right, so let's go back one more time, because what we really want to do is get you to mark your calendars for the 22nd of December. It's a promise,
Christmas
promise to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to
give away 2 tickets to the third caller.
Caller number 3-605-4567.
Gorgeous music. If you are stressed at all coming into this concert, after this, you will be inspired and relaxed and ready to take on Christmas.
This is the Wright Orchestra seats. This
I
is
promise.
For, of course, the concert begins at 7:30 p.m. You guys do not want to miss this, that the third caller will get these tickets, 605-4567. Here the calls come.
Okay.
So. All right, so go. Let's have closing thoughts here.
Oh, I just have to share something with your listeners. When we performed at the Capitol, we also performed the Star Spangled Banner. And when one of my students was playing for her dad over Skype, her dad's in Afghanistan, the office was just all abuzz, and then she started playing the Star Spangled Banner, and everyone just formed a line around the computer watching her play, and it was the whole place just quieted down, so... Over in Afghanistan, harp is being heard.
Harp is playing the Star Spangled Banner.
That brings
we have
tears
a winner.
Oh,
we have a winner. Gosh. Bonnie.
Bonnie right? Sharp.
Yay, Bonnie.
Yay, Bonnie.
Yay.
Yay.
I know you. Hi.
Okay.
Cool.
You won. All right.
He is amazing.
We've got to leave. Hey, thank you so much, Candace, Barbara.
You're welcome.
For being here. I know we'll see you again, but Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Carl Lindebach.
We love you guys.
You bet. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Guests and of the Stanley, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, North State. 0805, December the 17th, 2010.
And the chat room is alive and rolling.
Okay, the one that described me as an angel, when they were talking about angels with the toga, the wings that are slightly gray from residue from motorcycle residue, the smell of gunpowder,
yeah.
The cigar in my mouth, and the smile on my face. Yeah, that's pretty close. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. You don't wear those.
Thanks, there, JRD.
You don't wear those weird shoes, though. That
togas. Oh, you mean the sandals?
No, yeah.
I don't wear
them. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music and Sound. At Mike's Music, you can get instrument parts and accessories, sound equipment, sheet music, percussion instruments. You can have Sabian repairs. You know, that's cymbals, rentals, and drums. Equipment and supplies, pro audio, PV systems, PA systems, instruments, okay? You know what's really cool about this? If you're thinking about, you know, we're really into music here, obviously. It's been a big part of my life since I was a child. And if you're thinking about your husband, your wife, your friend, your mom, your dad, your children... turning them on to a new instrument, this is the place to go. Because they're going to, in Mike's Music, they're doing specials right now. If you buy a guitar, they're going to throw in lessons. So with that instrument, it's not going to just go in the corner. It's going to be a way of learning. And it's very empowering to, music is very empowering. And it also helps with memory and, sometimes I wonder, you know, I've been a musician for all these years, but it's hard for me to get a word out after the next one. But that's what happens. Anyway, so Mike's Music on Cypress, 924 Cypress Avenue. That's right behind Safeway on, stop it, Carl. That's right behind Pine and Cypress.
I didn't know.
You didn't know what?
You were so intent on this, you know. We were going to have another show.
You knew that when you married me that I was a musician first, before anything else.
I knew a lot of things, and you were a musician
first. Oh, speaking of which, Shelley Burns tonight at Anselmo Vineyards and Avalon Swing. We're very excited about that. She will play one of her cuts before the hour's out.
And how do you get reservations?
474-5546. If there's any left.
Yeah, if there's any left.
474-5546.
Okay.
Check that out.
All right. Hey, you know what? I just love talking about great things here in Reading. And the things like, the way that people are helping each other out here. In the Reading Cowboys. The Reading Cowboys Association. Reading Rodeo Association. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody took all my notes here. Are giving away bicycles. They're giving away over 100 bicycles this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break, where you can get those, who do you call, and all that. Plus, we're getting ready to start the Happy Meal protest.
Giveaway.
The giveaway, that's right. We're going to talk about that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR, 1468, 12 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, December the 17th. And as you know, yesterday, we talked a little bit about, I didn't get too excited about the fact the woman was suing McDonald's because they were giving Happy Meals. They were targeting those children. And my question, of course, was, lady, why don't you just say no to your perhaps plump child? And just because you don't want them to have Happy Meals, does it mean that nobody else can have Happy Meals? Doesn't seem American to me. So we went into a protest. People were excited. And I said, you know what? I'm giving away, KCNR is giving away Happy Meals to the first person that calls.
Did you know the chat room it said that Friday is a great name for the show? Friday could be Happy Meal Day.
There you go. But let me tell you how this spread. Not only did the people call in and crash the our telephone board. A gentleman who I have not met, but he left me something. Hi, Carl. I thought your Happy Meal comments were so funny this morning, I had to drop off four $5 McDonald's gift certificates for the next time you comment on it. Would you give these away on the air? You can give one to Jay, that taxi guy, if you haven't gone to Mickey D's yet. Thanks, a loyal
Mickey
fan.
Mickey D's?
Jimmy. He didn't say
I
Mickey
like
D's.
I like Mickey D's.
That's right. Anyway, good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are absolutely fine. And who is that beautiful young lady in your lap?
This is Daniela. Fortunately, she looks a lot more like her mother than she does like me.
She is so pretty in her pink polka dot dress. You know, she dresses like little girls.
Don't forget her princess shoes.
Her princess black patent leather shoes, her beautiful pink tights. Her hair is up in pink. I don't want to say pigtails, but they're up and, but just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful little girl.
Okay. Now, can you say hello, Daniela? Reach up there and just talk into that microphone.
Say hello.
Say hi.
Hello.
Yay! Okay. We have a winner here.
You know, your Unabridged Dictionary definition of cute, that picture right there.
That is cute.
So, Danny, what they got here, this is a meal with the toys. They're giving you a free toy meal. What do you say to the nice people?
Thank you.
Well, this is from Jimmy and from all of us, and we're going to get some more of these. But this one
it's
a gift card, and you just go down there and you tell them what you want, and you can get that happy.
This is going to get you your free meal.
Otherwise, your McNuggets would be cold by the time you got here. So.
Right, but so what?
But I didn't know they do swipe cards now.
Yeah, well, hey, Jimmy, thank you very, very much. And
Jimmy.
But Jay, how can you give your child a Happy Meal?
Does this child look fat to you?
No, the child looks very bright and slim and just very well.
Alert.
Very well alert, everything.
It's called a balance. You feed them good food, and every once in a while you give them something maybe isn't the best, but It keeps them happy, and the natives aren't too restless, and it all works out fine.
There you go. So, in other words, you parent.
Yeah, I pretend that I'm a parent and care about them.
There you go.
So vegetables are in the mix.
Well, she's not a big fan of vegetables, but we have had a few forced feedings, but it all works out, dude.
Good.
Now, but do you like beans, don't you? And beans got lots of protein and other good things, so we sneak them in when she's not looking.
There you go. So are you looking forward to Christmas there? Huh? Are you looking forward
Santa's
to Christmas?
Santa's visit?
Say.
Are you excited, Daniela?
I think she's a little shy.
Yeah, she is just a little shy. That's okay, but she is a cutie.
Yeah, and big, bright eyes, so that's what I'm saying. There's no, I see no sluggishness here.
No, this daughter of mine keeps me running. See, I was one of three boys, and I was all ready for boys. You know what I ended up with? Two girls. I am swimming in a sea of estrogen over here. It's all princesses and Barbies and things like that.
Oh, wait another 6 years, Daddy.
Yeah, they'll be.
Oh, yeah.
You're still being.
I'm not worried about another 6 years. I'm worried about another 15 years.
Okay. No, you're right.
Oil that shotgun.
Yeah.
Well, so, you, Jay, you call in, and you're very active with our show in the morning and your thoughts and weighing in. When you heard the information about this woman and her lawsuit against McDonald's, were you what did you feel?
Oh, well, you know, there's so many just silliness anymore. I mean, for crying out loud, why do you have to try to force everybody else because you have an opinion? I mean, it's just against everything that I've been raised to believe. I've always been raised to believe, mind your own business, don't mess things up for other people, and be a good person. I mean, forcing other people's hands because of your little opinion that you could easily just not give your kid food, it's just ridiculous. But this is the least of our worries right now, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, but it takes time and it takes people that are, you know, when they're doing this, is that you're right. But it's just something else that, hey, I don't agree with the fact that that Bob wears a vest. So I'm going to sue and make sure Bob can't wear a vest. You know,
well, it is somewhat of a crime, but no, just to the Bob.
Okay, so we have things coming in the chat room. I like this guest. Go, Jay, go. Moderation is the key to good living. Nothing wrong with moderation.
Except too much moderation.
Yeah, so
okay, now and then we have to indulge.
Then you become a moderator.
Yeah, there you are.
So, Jay, you drive a taxi.
Right.
I was picturing him as more of a Robert De Niro-looking dude. You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, he is.
Robert De Niro has more hair.
Yeah, and you've got these really cool glasses on, these square glasses, and you have your own vibe going on. But let's ask Jay. Driving a taxi, you probably get a real cross section of people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Good, bad, and the ugly. At the end of the day, what stands out most for you?
You know, everybody's just trying to get by, doing their thing. Be it a high-powered executive who's too hoity-toity to talk to you, or a person who wants to tell you all their problems and you really wish they'd stop. I mean, you get all kinds of different people, wonderful folks, terrible folks in there. But I got to say, I am really impressed by the people in this town as a whole. Being in a cab is a new experience because before this I worked for the city. And I got taken out by the cut, you know, the cutbacks.
Yeah.
But I saw a part of life that's seedy and kind of scary. But I've also seen a lot of very generous, very kind people. And I really am very appreciative of this town. There are a lot of very, very good people in this town.
Well, I believe, you know what, you're absolutely right. It is. And you're one of them, Jay. And
well, don't tell anybody. They'll start expecting out of me to be nothing but work.
Yeah. I think that we should have a monthly segment where we, not confessions of a cab driver, but Jay's perspective of being a guy that, I mean, maybe they won't know who you are when they get in your car. They'll hear your voice and go, oh! Are you the guy that's on the radio?
No.
No? Don't want
to
do it?
No. I'm not saying no to you. When they ask, I'm saying no. No. It's the other guy.
That's that other guy.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, that sounds great. I would love to do that. That sounds like a very neat little thing to do.
Well, there's, you know, anything that, you know, we do things that are good for the community. We have, you know, the sheriff on a regular basis. We have, you know, the police chief in on a regular basis. Things that are good for the community. You know that. You all listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So having something like this, another perspective, is a good idea.
Well, I got to tell you, too, I really enjoy this program. That's why I call on as much as I do. For one, you actually let me get through. And two, I really appreciate how everything's very community-oriented. It's things that actually apply to my life. I find out what's going on.
see if I want to take my wife out to something nice. I can listen in and find out what's happening. And so it's a very community-connected radio station you have here, and I'm very proud of you all. And
well, thank you.
A belated, once again, congratulations on your 1 year.
Well, thank you.
I know it's a lot of hard work to start up, so good job.
Well, thank you, Jay. And to share very much, thank you so much for the Senate for those thoughts. Along in the chat room, what is the volume of your trips and also a taxi drive or trip is a lot cheaper than a DUI?
Absolutely. I'm a day guy, so I don't do a whole lot of the bar runs, although I do a few, but not many. I would say during the day I average on a normal day about 14 trips.
Wow.
And the night guys average close to 20, mm-hmm. because a lot of their trips are shorter, whereas I'm doing taking grandma to the doctor and pharmacy runs and people to the airport or hospital, things like that. They're taking people from the bars and doing quick hops, so they get more runs in. So that's kind of the way it works. As for the, yeah, are we the cheapest thing out there? No. But you have someone who can come for you 24/7, 365, as fast as they can, to take care of you and make sure that you don't ruin your life, your career, and everything else, or have blood on your hands by accidentally hitting somebody.
Yeah, you know, we appreciate that. We appreciate you listening, Jay, and it's really nice meeting Danny.
Daniela.
Say thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas,
say thank
hon.
You.
Hey, we've got to take a break. Thank you so much for coming in, and you've got to promise that that's a Happy Meal there.
Say thank you for the Happy Meal.
Yay! Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Eight days till Christmas. Okay! Well, I was going to just talk about the weather. I mean, just expect it's 100% chance of rain today, so it's happening. It's going to be high today at 48. And, of course, we're going to be, you know, keep your eyes open because we're going to have a storm. And Carl has an announcement, but Bob also has some weather tips or weather warnings that he wants to get into a little bit more in depth.
Well, this is especially for those folks who've just moved to the area and maybe aren't familiar with what can happen up here. You go up in the mountains, the passes are going to have heavy snow. Watch out for the plows. That's one thing. Slow down and pack a car kit, a blanket, a jug of water, maybe a couple of cans of food, a flashlight. Things of that nature, because you get in these mountain passes, your cell phone probably won't work, and it's going to quit working on you at the worst possible time. So a little bit of precaution can save you a lot of grief, because we've seen I-5 just literally, when they get a blizzard in the canyon, just shut down, and you could be there for hours. So word to the wise.
Okay. And?
Do the wise need words?
I don't think so. Okay, we are giving away right now to the first caller a McDonald's gift certificate. There you go. A McDonald's gift certificate provided by Jimmy, who's got a great sense of humor. And you're right, Jimmy, we have met. And you're still talking about what I look like as an angel when you were writing about it. Your computer broke. I got that. So the first caller who calls 605-4567 gets a Happy Meal certificate. Free. Okay. The city county executives are facing off in a kettle competition between the city of Redding and Shasta County to raise donations. And city manager Kurt Starman is going to join Shasta County admin officer Larry Lees and supervisor Les Baugh and ringing bells for competing Salvation Army kettles this Friday at the Safeway at Cypress Avenue and Pine Street. It's going to go from 12 noon to 2 p.m. So how come that the county has two people ringing bells and the city's only got one? Anyway, they've competed for this bell-ringing hero trophy each holiday season since 2005. The organization with the most donations at the end of the season is declared a winner. Okay. So that's happening today from 12 to noon to 2 p.m. Big thing. They're giving away bikes. The Reading Rodeo Association is holding its fifth annual bicycle giveaway for kids between the ages of 3 and 18 years old. They're going to do that Saturday, tomorrow, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the rodeo grounds, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Now, I'm saying it says Saturday, but in the it says in the picture Sunday, so we're going to check that for sure. But it said between 3 years old, 18-year-olds, from Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So the kids are already pre-selected by the association, which asked the local school teachers to recommend students who could use this. So they're going to donate to the bike giveaway, or for more information, call 949-6742. That's pretty cool. You know, and we've had other people calling here wanting to know just how they can give. You know, they had bikes.
And what, yeah, we had a caller that had three bikes. That was, he said, I've got three bikes that need repair. Who do I call? Come pick them up. I'm giving them away. Maybe they can be reconditioned. Okay, so in our chat room, people are saying, thank God I don't have to go out. You know, it's a stormy weekend. But for those of you who don't mind weathering the storm, oh, the weather outside is frightful, you know. Tomorrow, Saturday, at the mall, I have to share this with you guys, at 1 o'clock. Usually I do my show there on the spot with Linda Bott at 2. We've moved it up to 1, and Bob will be there producing, and we have music by Robert. But if you want to be in the crowd, you will have a chance to win. We're giving away 5 Shasta Ski Park passes. Each store has a giveaway, so it'll be 1 hour long, and it'll be a lot of fun. So if you're going to do some last-minute shopping, you have a chance to win some things. That's tomorrow on the spot with Linda Bott at the Mount Shasta Mall at 1 o'clock. I hope to see you out there. I'll be out there weathering the storm and loving every minute of it.
Okay. We get back, we're going to we still have not given away the McDonald's gift certificate. Come on, people. What is it?
605-4567. You know what?
First person that calls.
You have to come by the studio and you get a $5 Happy Meal. It'll be fun.
You don't necessarily have to have a Happy Meal.
That's right. You can have anything you want. You want to have coffee, that's okay. Hey, Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crystal Air. Did you know it takes 17 quadrillion BTUs in the U.S. to heat and cool our homes annually? That's over 1.4 billion barrels of oil, or 146 days a year of being foreign oil-free if every home used geo-exchange heating and air conditioning. That's $123 billion a year for our economy. Learn more. Go to the Crystal Air's website at crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000. That's 623-1000, Crystal Air. Okay, we have a winner. Somebody called in. You got your McDonald's certificate. I know probably I'm overreacting to this thing, but I'm overreacting like the woman overreacts, that she wants to sue McDonald's to take Happy Meals out of. I mean, you know, every time that I see something like that, that it's not just Happy Meals. It's, you know, it's something that, you know what, hey, look, not only do I, you know, you hear these things about talk radio, okay? Talk radio. Well, I just don't like what that person's saying. That person's wrong. I don't think they should be on the air. Well, because you don't believe they should be on the air, you think other people don't want them on the air? So if that's the case, you know, then where do you start and where do you stop that? So if you're going to take somebody off the air and make them pay, are you going to have to make them pay, like, extra money to be on the air? Or you find other ways to censor them? Because that's exactly what it is, it's censoring. Because, you know, some people don't like something, and then but they go to court. And you get a judge, one person making this decision that says, well, you know, you're right. You know, those Happy Meals is not a good idea. And then all of a sudden, you got a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. You know, it's just like people are going in and, you know, I'm not cold or callous about this. Somebody dies from tobacco use. That's something that's on their plate. You know, why blame a company for something that person did knowingly in the sense that it may affect them? People suing gun companies, which, thank goodness, I think there's been a law passed since then, it says you can't sue gun companies because people use the weapons. Guns are not inherently evil. They are not inherently, you know, killers of people. Of people using them like that. That's like banning cars because so many people a year get killed in car wrecks. Well, let's just get rid of those cars. Let's get rid of cars because they kill so many people. Well, what about the drunk drivers? Well, they shouldn't be driving. You're right. They shouldn't be. So what's next? Let's just ban alcohol. Let's just use medicinal marijuana. It just makes you feel good. Oh, wait a minute.
that inhibits your ability to drive, too. Oh, we better ban that. You know, the whole thing about it is it's just so ridiculous that people feel like their little crusade, their little spot in the world is, if it's not good for me, it's not good for anybody. I mean, is anybody tired of this? Are people just, when you see it, are you just so jaded that, oh, gosh, here we go again? Well, you got to stop someplace. You got to stand up. You got to say, you know, enough is enough. How much more spending can we do? How much more borrowing can we do? Do I think it's a good idea to get off oil? Yeah, I sure do. Do I think there's better ways to produce energy that's cleaner and that's more efficient? Sure. Nuclear. Nuclear power is a lot more efficient. It's a lot more cleaner. The problem is, environmentalists and others say, oh, my God, it could blow up. Never has. Oh, what about Three Mile Island? How many people were killed from Three Mile Island? How many people were injured at Three Mile Island? Let me help you. Zero. And so the thing is are we spending too much and giving too much of our dollars away back to the Middle East and these other oil producers that are not really our friends? Yes, absolutely. So, you know, at some point somebody's got to say, okay, enough of this.
I'm just puzzled by this because don't the liberals worship all things French and the French get like 70% of their power from nuclear?
It's more than that. It's something like 88%, and they even sell power. Yes, it's true.
Ready to have our nuclear expert come back on and
Richard Merriman, yeah,
absolutely, time. And talk about it. The information that you just mentioned about that nobody was injured or killed from Three Mile Island. I wonder if we need to I think we need to study and look into that further because I wonder if there was any kind of
zero.
Zero.
Zero. And anybody out there can prove me wrong, gets a McDonald's meal. Okay, the thing is that they had the same meltdown as they did at Chernobyl, but we put it in, we had it in a containment area, and so that's what happened. Okay, all right. Next thing, we've talked about it this week. Remember, we were talking about this Army lieutenant colonel who disobeyed orders to deploy to Afghanistan because he questioned President Obama's eligibility to be commander in chief. Because he wasn't sure he was born in the United States. He was a birther, as they call him, as opposed to a truther who thinks that the United States is the one that destroyed our buildings on 9/11. Former members of Obama's administration. An Army doctor, and he was a doctor too. He was found guilty of missing movement and was sentenced to 6 months in a military prison and dismissal from the Army. The military jury spent nearly 5 hours deliberating the punishment for Lieutenant Colonel Terrence Lakin on Thursday after 3 days of court-martial proceedings at Fort Meade. Now, what Lakin did was he said that he did not believe that Mr. Obama, was born in the United States. If that's the case, he should not be the president, and if that's the case, he cannot order him into combat. What Lieutenant Colonel Lakin also did, it doesn't come out in this story, but if you read about it, is that he used this as a way to trumpet up a lot of publicity that he was not going to go, even though he's deployed many other times in his career, and that it was something that was going to be done public so he could get a court martial, so they could make the commander in chief prove that he was born here by looking at birth certificates or whatever things that we have. Well, it didn't quite work. So at the end, he said, look, I made a huge mistake. I listened to a lawyer that led me down the path. Please let me stay in. I want to continue my service. The jury said, nope. Now, is he going to spend 6 months in prison? I doubt it. Will he be dismissed from the Army? Yeah, he will be for that. He should be. Here's the thing, my friends, is this. You disobey an order, especially missing movement into a combat zone. You should be hammered. You'd hammer people for other reasons for doing it. And here's why. You're part of a team. The team goes over there. You're going into a combat situation. And you've got somebody, a high-ranking officer, who says, no, I'm not going to go because I just don't think Obama was born in the United States. Well, let me tell you something. I don't care if you believe he was born in the United States. I don't even care if he was born in the United States when it comes to this. You deploy with your troops, and then after you return, you talk about it, you can resign, You can retire. I don't care. But what you did, Mr. Lakin, is you put people at risk because of your political feelings. You wouldn't do that under for other things because, say, you don't agree that Nancy Pelosi should be the head of the House, so I'm not going to deploy. Well, let me tell you, you made a huge mistake there, and I, for one, am sorry that you ended your career on this note, but you knew what was going to happen when you started. We've got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot, 8:44 in the morning, December 17th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. The guys there, great haircuts, great prices. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. DJ DC Tim and the Man in Black. Man's Last Stronghold. It's Friday. It's time to get that haircut for the big weekend before the storms come. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
All right, you know how we love to scan the news and share stuff. You know, I just came upon something that was really funny. It's about this woman, and you'll see her on YouTube, stripped in Oklahoma City Airport. Yesterday, wearing only a black bra and panties, a 52-year-old woman who definitely doesn't look 52, but I think she's had, I'd hate to say this, but she's had some work done, who uses a wheelchair missed her flight out of Oklahoma City. She failed the security screening. If you guys are on the chat room, you're going to want to check that out. Transportation Security Administration screeners told Phoenix-bound Tammy Vanovic her wheelchair, luggage, and clothes showed traces of nitrates, which can be used in bombs. The Oklahoman reports, after more than an hour of hand searches and interrogation, she was told to come back to Will Rogers World Airport today. This morning, Vanovic returned wearing the same minimalist travel ensemble. So if you guys go to YouTube, you're going to see her in her... sitting in her wheelchair with
her dog.
Well, she's got the Barbie glaze. She's looking at Barbie. She's cocking her head left and to the right.
The TSA guys are surrounding her, trying making sure she is not a threat.
And then you look around in the background, you see some people who are just...
oblivious.
They're in their holiday travel, and she's got her white Maltese on her lap.
One guy is saying, "Where's my camera?" He says, "Hurry up! I got to get my phone out with the camera."
She said, "Because of her wheelchair, she is typically hand searched." She does look like
the TSA guys. You know, they buy the chance to search her.
She looks like a Hef girl.
You
looks like a Hef girl. Okay, so anyway, naturally someone captured her 7 a.m. departure and posted it on YouTube. So that is really funny. Okay, what's going on?
Okay,
to answer your question,
we do have KCNR bumper stickers. If you want them, we'll have them right here at the office.
Yeah, come on, visit us.
Yeah, come on down. We've got bumper stickers.
Hey, remember the lookout tree that is at the Botanical Garden for Turtle Bay? The Arboretum, I mean, in the Botanical Gardens. And that was a special willow sculpture done by Patrick Daughtry. Well, come with your gloves because they're going to be taking it down at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And I'm sure they're going to be putting up something fabulous. But that really was such a making. I remember meeting the artist, and he travels around, and he uses environmentally safe twigs and trees and things, and make sculptures wherever he travels around. So that was really a spectacular piece. If you've not seen it, before it goes away, you need to go check that out. Go ahead, Bob.
If you go to the Turtle Bay website, I believe that the video I shot 3 years ago is still posted on the Turtle Bay, and it's an interview with the artist about the sculpture itself and the process of building it.
Bob, you are just so full of information.
And tonight at 7 p.m.
And it's always good information.
That's right.
I'm totally full of something.
Tonight at 7 p.m. at the Schrader Planetarium, it's the Winter Night Sky. It's going to feature star names and constellations. There are two small pieces of glass traces, the history of the telescope from Galileo's modifications to a child's spyglass using two small pieces of glass. Also, Celtic Christmas, that is tonight. That's at the Cascade Theater on Market Street, beginning at 7:30. And Friday and Saturday, departs at 4:30 from Red Bluff. Tractor Supply, at 5 p.m. from Safeway in Anderson and 5:30 p.m. from the Golden Umbrella in Reading. This is the Winter Lights Bus Tour. If you'd like to get together a group of friends, don't miss out on that. You're going to get hot cocoa and cookies and holiday music. 2 hours. Tour is $16, and the proceeds are going to benefit the senior programs.
Okay. Also, next Tuesday, Linda and I will be, we had to cancel our bell ringing yesterday. We are going to be ringing the bell.
Macy's.
Next Tuesday at Macy's. So come on out and come out and visit us and meet us. And we'll have, you know, it's we'll have a great time out there. That's from 2 to 4 on next Tuesday at Macy's. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and we come back, finish up our last segment of the show before the weekend. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Oh, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:53 in the morning, December the 17th. Quickly getting to the end of the year.
34 degrees currently. Going to be the weather today is going to be rainy. Well, it says mostly cloudy, but you've got, you know, 100%.
It's going to rain.
It's raining.
It's going to rain.
48 degrees. It's going to be 50 on Saturday, raining as well. So, weather's well, always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
You know, they turned the guy, we're talking about it in the chat room. Yeah, they turned the guy from WikiLeaks loose, Mr. Assange, or whatever his name is. Yeah, Julian Assange, a very metro kind of guy. He was released on bail Thursday. He's confined to a supporter, 600-acre estate, but free to get back to publishing U.S. secrets, which he will. He's got a bunch more. He's going for it. And the question is what's he going to turn loose now? He's got to wear an electronic tag and report to the police in person every day. He's got to observe a curfew. There's no restrictions on his Internet use, even as U.S. authorities consider charges related to thousands of leaked diplomatic cables. The site has released over 250,000 State Department documents. The thing about this is they're saying, well, I don't know how you're going to be able to charge him for something. You know, the private or PFC who did this, been accused of it. Now they're talking about because he's being kept in solitary confinement to protect him, it's torture. It's torture. Of course, Keith Olbermann, that's what he says. But of course, Keith Olbermann is, you know, bought and paid for, and everybody knows that. But the thing about it is that, I don't know what you can charge this guy with, because Daniel Ellsberg stole the Pentagon, stole papers from the Pentagon, gave it to the New York Times, which they then published. Ellsberg could be charged, but the New York Times never was, went to the Supreme Court. How are you going to charge this guy? It was handed to him. And we have these strange rules that if you hand somebody a secret document and they publish it, that's okay. Now, I haven't figured that one out. Anyway, the fact is that they can do it. They have done it. It seems to me that there should be something that if you're handed a top secret document, there ought to be some kind of rule that says you can't do that.
Receiving stolen property?
You would think so. Yet, under the Pentagon Papers, this went up to, went all the way up to the Supreme Court that said, you didn't steal the papers, you're just publishing the papers. And even if they are classified. I'm probably going to have to go back and look at that one closer, but that's essentially is what it is. If they catch the guy that steals it, which it looks like they have, they can punish him. I think this could be considered a treasonous event. Okay, we're ringing the bell.
Okay, I have to say, the beauty of doing live radio and having friends come and drop by to wish us a Merry Christmas is, I just want to thank you so much, Bonnie and Jim Sharp, for all that you do for the community. But you just made the most beautiful chocolate cake with handmade poinsettia white chocolate flowers. Carl hasn't seen this yet, but that is the most spectacular cake I have ever seen.
Oh, thank you very much. And Merry Christmas. And
Merry
it really
Christmas
is to say thank you for all you do. We're so glad that you started this radio station. And I couldn't bring it on Tuesday when it was your 1 year anniversary, but we just want you to know how much we appreciate you.
Well, that's because Tuesday you started making those handmade chocolate. I'm not exactly sure how you do that, but I know that there was a lot of time put into that cake.
And he helps me do the leaves.
Oh, you are amazing. And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
I know y'all are headed out someplace here to have a kind of get away for a bit.
We hope the weather will.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Be careful out there.
Because we have to come back Monday. We can't stay. Right. So
well, according to Barbara Harrison, you have to carry kitty litter in your.
Oh well, yeah, that's an old trick. Yeah,
throw it out. But thank you so much for the convention center, for decorating the convention center, and all that you've done to keep the passion alive with the beautification and the energy behind making sure the convention center stays here. And, Jim, thank you so much for the Asphalt Cowboys and all the things that you do in the community as well with all your activities and functions.
Thank you, Linda. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Again, you know, two members of our community, Bonnie and Jim Sharp, who give so much to the community. And, you know, having you all thank us means an awful lot. It does, from coming from you all.
And we could have Bob take a picture of that cake and post it, because it's unbelievable.
If we could get Bob's fingers out of it. Okay. All right.
Hey, wait a minute.
All right. Drive
there's
safe.
A glass
drive
cover
safe.
On it. Thank
you
so
best.
Much.
You know, it's one of the things about doing local radio like we do.
Be careful on your trip.
Is that people stop by all the time. And you know what? We appreciate that. And we appreciate our listeners. Gosh, we're closing out our first year, you know, this week. Today, here in the next minute or two.
We want everyone to have a beautiful weekend, a safe weekend.
Safe weekend.
Tomorrow we'll be at the mall at 1 o'clock with On the Spot with Linda Bob. There'll be all kinds of wonderful giveaways. And, you know, the nice thing, just drive extra careful. Know that even in the storm, just don't be going your regular speed.
Oh, yeah, slow down. You know, here's a chance, too, like we said, is carry things in the car. If you're traveling anywhere, carry an emergency kit with you, a go kit, you know, the kitty litter to throw in underneath the tires, but warm clothes, water, food, a radio to keep be able to keep track of what's going on. I know if in case your car stops, things like that, ways to keep warm and stay alive.
Well, it looks like we've got a couple of Happy Meals that we're going to carry over to Monday.
Yeah, well, we'll be giving those away next week. So, Dan, you can come in and get yours.
Jimmy for that. And also
Jimmy, thank you so much.
Jay and Danielle, we thank him for coming
in.
What
a delight.
What a great. Isn't she cute?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, everybody have a safe weekend. Have a great weekend. Next week we're going to be having, you know, Patrick Jones is going to come on and talk about how he, what he's talking about with the Charter City. We're going to have a lot of great guests next week. So have a great weekend. Be careful out there. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.